Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
Hello and welcome back to Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial. I'm Coulson Smith, and as always, I'm joined by
Jack P. Shepherd,
Ben Price.
The Sofa Cinema Club is our podcast where we get together to educate each other on films. However, Sofa Cinema Club Extraterrestrial, it is a little bit different. It's our podcast where we tell you guys what's available to watch on terrestrial TV this week. It is also our podcast where we go around the world to find out where you guys have been listening to us. We talk to you guys at home to find out what you loved, hated, and rate about the podcast. And we choose top five of a certain topic that Ben is going to be telling us later. But for now, last week, Ben suggested that you spare 7 hours of your Sunday and watch Dr. Zhivago. Zhivago, is that the travel?
Isn't that the travel? We're sponsored this week by Zhivago.
What did I mean to say, Ben?
Zhivago. I like that, though, if you could just name a film after your sponsors. Dr. Zhivago.
What is it this week, Ben?
Right, I've gone for an absolute banger. Jack will know this. I thought, I've got to lighten the mood. I've got to go for a film. I'll tell you why. When you get to the top five, you'll see. And I thought, this was in my head. There were a few other films floating about, but I thought, this is an absolute banger. It's been remade. It's that much of a banger. ITV, Friday, 12th of August, 10:45 p.m. to 12:45 a.m.
Good watch. It's Friday night, it's your late night.
It's Friday night.
Friday night. Come on, let's have a night. Arnold Schwarzenegger. Total Recall.
Good.
Absolute banger.
I haven't seen the remake. It's Colin Farrell, isn't it?
Have you seen it, Coles?
No, I've not.
Oh.
When he goes to the airport, he's dressed as that woman.
And then his face comes apart and it's only... Yeah. It's a really trippy sort of... You can't work out. It's all about memories being
isn't
implanted.
Isn't he on Mars? Is it Mars?
But you can't work out whether... The film starts, he gets... You can have memories implanted, which are a holiday. Or you could be an action hero. So you don't go away anywhere. They implant it in, it's like you've lived it. And then you can't work out whether the film is real or he wakes up and he really always was this kind of action hero who had to save people. It's good, great. So look, get on it. 12th of August, Total Recall, ITV.
I won't mind watching that again, you know.
Well, Jack, you can. 10:45 to 12:45 a.m. I think it's worth a watch.
Friday night, you're there.
Yeah, Friday night, worth it, worth a go.
Top five, Ben. We have gone viral with top five. Don't know if you're aware, Jack, the old TikTok.
They go down a storm, don't they, on that?
Well, we did top five sequels, didn't we, in studio. It has gone down a storm, and... There's a lot of conversation about Shrek 2. That's all I'm going to say on the matter. Ben, what is this week's top five?
Top five movies set in the future.
Oh, so when we say future, are we saying sci-fi future or like not?
I suppose it is sci-fi, isn't it?
I would have said sci-fi future.
I can't be like I Am Legend.
I Am Legend's a good
one. You can, because that's the future, isn't it? Gone wrong.
Yeah.
Is it? Because that's what I was going to suggest.
Well, it hasn't happened yet, has it?
But it's in the far future, isn't it? That's what I thought.
It might not even be the future now it's that old. Okay, so yeah, I'll put it out there. I Am Legend.
I Am Legend. Jack?
You're going to have to go Back to the Future too.
Yeah.
You're going to have to. That is the old...
The hoverboard across the water. Amazing.
Looks cool. And the flying cars. Minority Report's very good.
What's Minority Report? I don't know that one.
That, like, you do Tom Cruise. You've not seen Minority Report.
Well, if you've done a crime, they can tell before you've done it.
Because they have these thing called the precogs that can predict the future of murders.
Okay.
Pre-crime, isn't it? It's called pre-crime. Spielberg film calls.
Yeah.
And Tom Cruise plays this cop, but one day the precogs predict that he's going to murder someone. And he runs.
I'll tell you what is interesting. A film's like made in the 70s and set in the future, like Westworld, Barbarella. Films that are made in the 70s, but thinking how the future might be.
Then, like, the only other film that I really remember is, like, Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy. That type of...
Yeah.
I've never seen Mad Max, anything like that.
Do you know what? How mad's this? I watched Mad Max 2 days ago with my son. Let's go Mad Max. That's good.
There's definitely films that we're missing here. There definitely is films that we're missing. But should we try and make a top five of what we've got? Are there any others you want to throw in?
Yeah, let's make a top five. Let's make a top five of what we've got. I mean, yeah, there are going to be ones that we're missing. Like Total Recall.
Yeah.
The Running Man. Very good.
Maze Runner.
Dune.
That's the new one, isn't it?
God, there are a lot, actually.
I watched the Blade Runner, the sequel of Blade Runner, and that's obviously very futuristic, but didn't think much to it. What's Spielberg's film where they're video game characters?
A Ready Player One.
That's a good film.
Planet of the Apes.
District 9.
RoboCop.
Is that a future film?
Yeah, because he's a policeman set in there.
Well, I know he is, but I know he's a... But isn't it just in the 80s or 90s?
No, I think it was made there, but it's like the decaying future, isn't it?
Is Star Wars set in the future, or is it set in the past?
We're in a different dimension.
Oh, that's a good one.
It's a good one. God, there's some good ones. I think Blade Runner's in there.
Blade Runner's in there.
The original Blade Runner really captured a future which looked...
apocalyptic.
Yeah, and also fairly realistic, but also gritty and a bit dark.
Yeah.
So what number are you putting Blade Runner?
Do you know what? I'm going to put Blade Runner as one. Because as a future film, I'm going to put Mad Max... I'm going to put Back to the Future 2.
Yeah.
Mad Max. What else did we have? You could have Wall-E.
Wall-E.
District 9. I like that.
District 9, Wall-E. Fifth. Wall-E, District 9.
I Am Legend, gutted. Will Smith's crying in a bathtub.
I'm not sure if I Am Legend is a future film. I think it literally says, like, 2012 or something.
It's
like
hard.
That.
It is hard, that bit of... Like, how far into the future do you go, blah, blah, blah. But that's his top five.
But I think that's for the audience also, for now, to get in with their top five, isn't it?
Because it causes debate.
Like, we just... Brilliant.
So, Ben, how are you and Simon travelling around the world this week?
After my bit on Crazy Golf...
Surely you're going futuristic.
No, he's in a caddy. He's in a...
He's in a golf buggy. He had an idea that I've ruined.
I had an idea.
You could hoverboard golf buggy.
No. You can't
do that. No? Is that not going to be a thing in the future?
That's not... Electric golf buggy where you just switch it off. So, yeah, like a Tesla golf buggy. So
hoverboard golf buggy would be good to stop them destroying the grass.
Right, hoverboard golf buggy, for goodness sake. Right, hoverboard golf buggy. We've invented... Right, if anyone's listened to this... We've invented it.
Can we get that patent?
Yeah. Hoverboard golf buggy. Hello, dragons. I'm after $4.5 billion for my hoverboard golf buggy. Can I drill down into your figures?
It's a billion for me, a billion for Ben.
a billion for Colts. And a billion to make it. Does it actually float? No. That's your money. And how much would we get for it? 1%.
It would be great. I'd love to invent something and make millions.
They always have these ideas. Those people on that dragon dinner are going to go, I want 4 million for 10%, and then they end up getting 60 grand and giving them like 88%.
What I love is when they say how much money they want, and then the dragon goes, oh no, he's got a pen and paper there. The dragons have got all their pens and paper, and they go, so your company's worth 15 million. Yeah. you've only sold 200 of them. And they go, yeah. So we're on hoverboard golf buggy today, and I've gone back
to the future.
I've gone back to the future. I've gone back to the chart position in Chad.
Yeah,
we're back, Chad charts.
We're back to there. Where are we in the chart position? The only one I'm going to do chart position, because we've been on now for a couple of weeks.
I can't remember where we were last time.
No, I'm not giving it away. It's out of 250.
So where are we in Chad?
77.
Oof. 38.
19.
Oof, come on.
Right, listens, this week, 7 days, Indonesia.
Indonesia.
It's big. We've had it before.
Have
we? We've had it before.
25.
Considered from Colson.
11.
34.
Oh.
34 is good numbers, I think. Indonesia. Coming in, you've been here, we've had it before, Vietnam.
8.
21. Ooh, it's 6. Do you know what? We haven't had a bang on one for ages.
No.
I've gone off one, but that big numbers this week. Big.
So we know where you are listening to us, but what are you saying about us? This is a time where Ben tells us how brilliant he is. Jack, are you ready? Ben's reviews.
Message off Daniel on Patreon from his grandma.
Ooh, is this sharing a login before we start here? Is this sharing a login? I get a sense of.
She last messaged us last year to say that she listens to us before going to sleep. Not sure. Maybe we send her to sleep. Hi, boys. Have you ever wondered who your oldest listener is? Well, I'll be 77 soon and listen to your podcast all the time, especially before bed, as you still send me to sleep.
Oh, God.
I've just been to see the new film, The Railway Children Return, at one of the oldest cinemas in Leeds, Cottage Road Cinema. Do you know it, boys?
No.
Have you ever been, Jack? That's what she's asking.
I haven't, no. My mum will know it.
I enjoyed the film, but it's not as good as the original. I did enjoy the setting of the film, though, as I love the areas of Yorkshire it was filmed in. 7 out of 10. Keep up the good work. I look forward to listening as always in the future. P.S. I still recommend you review The Towering Inferno or Zulu. Jack is brilliant. Kathleen from Leeds.
Oh, Zulu. Cheers, Kathleen. My dad loved that film.
Oh, really?
Absolutely loved it. Going back to what she was just saying then about the Railway Children, they filmed it in the Bronte House in Howarth. And I went with the kids not so long ago.
The new one or the old one?
The new film, The Railway Children, that's at the cinemas, they filmed it in the Bronte House in Howarth.
How do they get a train in there?
Interesting point that she's made, though. Oldest listener, 77. Can anyone at home raise it? And I think if you're older than 77, get in touch with us.
And prove it, by the way. Don't just be coming up and going, I'm 109. No, bollocks. We want proof. Birth certificate, library card, something like that, all right?
Library card. Library card. As if anyone has a library card anymore. It'd be an app. But as if it's got your age on your library card. Ooh. Natalie on Instagram. Hi, guys. My husband, Dean Jones from Denton in Manchester, is such a massive fan of the Sofa Cinema Club. He's a huge movie geek and goes to the cinema twice a week on his own. He also watches along with your recommendations each week. Great. He works so hard and lives with me and our 3 teenage daughters. So as you can imagine, he needs that time out as much as I like to moan. And then she put that emoji, which is face, but hand on face.
Face palm emoji.
Good emoji game. Thanks for keeping him sane and giving me a chance to get some shit done around the house. Much love, Natalie.
Cheers. Is that Dean?
Yeah, Dean Jones from Denton.
Yeah, if you're listening, Jonesy boy, thanks for listening.
You know, Hanny was listening to a podcast the other day talking about people and how they de-stress. And one of the things that people do to de-stress, which is probably what he does, is watch films. And the only way that those people could de-stress by watching films is if they've got a good imagination and they can fully invest in the film so that they're not distracted by anything else, only the film, and they can have an experience and an interaction with that film, and that causes, that makes them de-stress. It's a release.
So Dino's got a good imagination.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I think he has.
Good fact. I like it.
Well, I guess it's that time of the week. Would you rather?
Would you rather? We've had a loads coming in, would you rathers. And I'm trying to pick different ones, so we've got a conundrum for you both. We had a few animal encounter type ones, a few film type ones, but I've gone, right, here we go. It's Andalou 79. Would you rather go to jail for a crime you didn't commit or someone else go to jail for a crime you committed?
I don't know if I answer these two quickly, but I think it's easy.
Someone else do the crime?
Yeah.
Well, you do the crime, they do the time.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
That's what I'm leaning towards. I don't think it's that difficult, that.
Free as a bird.
Again, depends on the crime, depends on the person. So if it's your daughter or your son, you're going to take the rap. You're not going to let them.
I see.
You're not going to let them go to prison for something that you've done.
This is, if it's like Joe Bloggs, you never met him. Sorry, mate.
But that's it. If it is Joe Bloggs, if it's Joe Bloggs, and you, can you quickly desensitise to it?
Could you live with that?
It'd be easier to live with it if you don't know them, wouldn't it?
I don't know. Wouldn't it just?
But it would be.
Isn't
it
one of those things, like, it's a good movie premise that it would just slowly grate on you?
Slowly, yeah. But it would be hard to deal with if it was someone you knew, wouldn't it? Be harder. You'd imagine it'd be harder, wouldn't
you? Yeah, but then how hard is it being in prison if you didn't do it?
But you'd need Netflix to do like a documentary on you, wouldn't you? And raise a bit of awareness and get you out.
So what are we saying? You're saying let someone else take the rap.
I'm on the beach whilst Joe Bloggs is in prison, yeah.
Jack?
Again, depends on the crime.
Yeah.
If it's murder, say you've murdered someone and you've got away with it and someone else is doing the time.
Yeah.
You have to think of it this way. You're already a murderer. So I imagine you don't give a fucking shit that Joe Bloggs is in prison doing your crime because you're an horrible person anyway.
Oh, I see.
You see what I mean? So I don't think you'd give two hoots. If you're in prison and you haven't done it, you're innocent. You're a nice guy. That's awful. So I think it's a lot easier to live with yourself doing the crime and getting away with it and someone else doing it because you're a horrible person anyway. So I'm going to go with that one.
It's like when you ask an exam, I couldn't see your workings out. Yeah. And then you see Shepherd's working out. Yeah. He's really got,
you know,
for
that
it.
Okay. That makes complete sense.
Of course, an answer is very quick, I've noticed with this. He's very much like, I'm not doing the time. Okay, well, there you go. Would you rather? I'll pick a different one next week.
If you want more Sofa Cinema Club, you know what to do. You can head on over to our Patreon at www.patreon.com/Sofa Cinema Club. Or we're back here on Thursday where we are talking all things Brokeback Mountain. We will see you here on Thursday. Good night. God bless.
Good night.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.